dreams for other people and for myself, trying to sing and elongate the day, trying to make the words that shine the way so many other people's words have always done for me.
That was A.L. Kennedy on The Darkest Hour, this week's series of The Essay. Tomorrow evening at the same time, Michael Simmons-Roberts on the rich history of insomnia in poetry. That's here on BBC Radio 3 tomorrow night at 10:45. Tomorrow afternoon, Radio 3's Benjamin Britten, 100 celebrations continue with his rarely heard opera, Owen Wingrave, written for BBC Television and based on a short story by Henry James, a ghost story, but a whole lot more. That's at 2:00 tomorrow afternoon. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 on FM. We're on digital radio and you can listen to us live online. It's 11:00 and now Late Junction with Fiona Torkington.
Zora!
Well, that's from the most recent Farmer's Market album called Slav to the Rhythm. Stian Carstensen there with Yulia Penova, Nadia Vladimirova and Sonia Yovkova. Tomorrow night, though, Stian's going to be with a great dobro player, Jerry Douglas of Alison Krauss and Union Station fame, and the Transatlantic Sessions as well, and so many other collaborations. Well, Stian and Jerry had never met before, and what happened one evening here in Broadcasting House completely took our breath away. I hope you can tune in tomorrow night. So welcome to Late Junction. I'm Fiona Talkington, with you till 12:30. Iranian hand drums here, the duff and the tombak, and some wonderfully crisp playing from Mohammad Reza Motazavi.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Quand t'auras 12 belles dans la peau, 2 duchesses et 10 dactylos, qu'est-ce que t'auras de plus sinon qu'un peu de plomb? Un peu de plomb dans l'aile, pas plus dans la cervelle. Quand t'auras claqué ton Grisby dans toutes les boîtes à coups de fusil, tu ne seras jamais qu'un pigeon avec un peu de plomb. Un peu de plomb dans l'aile, pas plus dans la cervelle. Quand dans le feu de la passion, aux échelles des banilons, tu grimperas, après, qu'est-ce que t'auras? T'auras du plomb dans l'aile, pas plus dans la cervelle. Quand t'auras aimé à tout vent, et que tes poules n'auront plus de dents, pour te bouffer le cœur dans la main, eh ben, mon gros malin, t'auras du plomb dans l'aile, pas plus dans la cervelle. Et quand t'auras passé ta vie derrière les barreaux de ton lit, tu diras que tu t'en es payé, et oui, et puis après, t'auras du plomb dans l'aile, pas plus dans la cervelle. Mais peut-être bien que tu ne feras pas de vieux os avec tes 12 belles dans la peau. Tu tomberas un jour sur un gars qui t'enverra du plomb dans la cervelle et il te poussera des ailes.
Such a fun song and some pretty impressive playing going on there as well. Serge Gainsbourg from 1958, 12 belles dans la peau. Following some more pretty impressive playing too from the Iranian percussionist Mohammad Reza Motazavi on daf and tombak, and a number he called Seriously Joking. Well, we had Insects from David Rothenberg's new album last night, Bug Music. More from that after Robin Williamson's setting of a poem about a fly by William Blake.
Little fly, thy summer's play, my thoughtless hand has brushed away. Am I not a fly like thee? And art thou not a man like me? Shall brush my wings. If thought is life and strength and breath, and the want of thought is death. If I live or if I die.
From David Rothenberg's new CD, Bug Music, Rex Cocroft's recording of some three-humped tree hoppers tapping on the branch of a tree and giving David free rein with his own improvisations. And they followed Robin Williamson's version of William Blake's poem, The Fly. David, you might remember, did a famous Late Junction collaboration a few years ago working with the toucans at London Zoo. Perhaps it's time we dug that one out again. When I was in Iceland recently for the Dark Days Music Festival, I went off to the university archives to try and find out about the ancient Rímur tradition, the custom of singing and telling stories, which someone described to me as an ancient sort of Late Junction, late at night, people relaxing or resting or getting on with work before tomorrow, be it knitting or mending fishing nets. Well, just out is a CD which brings together a master of the Rímur tradition, Steindór Andersson, and composer Hilmar Orm Hilmarsson. This is a song about my farm back in the good old days.
Man ég bjarta bæin minn frá bernsku dögum, þar sem rjárið söng af sögum, sónar galdri rýmna lögum. Stafna milli stóðu rekkjur stuðla beinar, þyljur súð og hurðir reynar, hvergi rusla skonsur meinar. Skör á gólfi skápa borð í skoti kista, sunnan megin varð að vista, vefstólinn við glugga. Afganistan. Móti suðri ljósir lágu ljóra faldar, heiðsól vermdi hendur kaldar, í það gjafi þeirra aldar. Uppi stafin stóð í horni stóll með bríkum, gjást með skurði dráttar ríkum, dáðist ég að hagleik stíkum. Ömmu minnar erða grip ég unnja fjarta, las ég þar við lampan bjarta, bjóða flokka sögu parta. Pappi sjálfur satar oft við sagnalestur, þóttur bæða þótti mestur, þegar skemmti nætur gestur. Gott til vinnu vöku slíkar virðar hugðu, konur best við kembur dugðu, karlar þæfðu gjarðir brugðu. Okkur bræðrum yðja gafst sem öðrum þjónum, löngu mamma laut að brjónum, lagði mamma hönd að skónum. Það sem best í brjósti mínu bærast unni, drakk ég allt úr einum brunni, yðjur ríku baðstofunni.
Icelandic Rímur singing from Steindór Andersson and Hilmar Orm Hilmarsson. And of course, in days gone by, that story would have gone on for hours and hours. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. Do get in touch. We always like to hear from you. It's late.junction@bbc.co.uk. The Mats Eilertsen Trio's got a new CD out. Herman Franja on piano, Mats Eilertsen on bass and Thomas Strennan on drums. The album's called Sail Set, and from that, here's Lunar Light. Thank you. A track called Lunar Light from the new album by the Mats Eilertsen Trio. Mats on bass, Herman Franja on piano, Thomas Strennan on drums. A really lovely new album. Annie Austin emailed us here at Late Junction to say, I heard this and thought of you. I was intrigued and then discovered that she was actually asking to hear Terry Riley's A Rainbow in Curved Air. I thought I'd played it quite recently. It turns out I haven't. So here's a real Late Junction classic.
Thank you.
Annie, I hope that's made your evening for you. Terry Riley's A Rainbow in Curved Air. And if you've got a Late Junction favourite you'd really like us to play that you think we haven't played for quite a while, do get in touch. Just a reminder of that email address again, late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Now, here's another trio, this time from 1993, and an album called Skip, Hop and Wobble. Edgar Meyer on bass, Russ Berenberg on acoustic guitar, and on dobro, one of the musicians taking part in our Late Junction collaboration session tomorrow night, the great Jerry Douglas.
Thank you.
Well, two trios there. That was Rodelius with Nicola Alossini on sax and Fabio Capani on ebo and treatments, and a track from them called De Qua from their album Aquarello, which I rather like. And first of all, from the 1993 album Skip, Hop and Wobble, Edgar Meyer, Russ Berenberg and Jerry Douglas with From Ankara to Izmir. Jerry was part of a fantastic Late Junction session we recorded a couple of weeks ago with Stian Carstensen on accordion and banjo. The two had never met before and they really hit it off, so do tune in to Late Junction tomorrow night to hear what they got up to. When I first met Terje Isungset, who's now so famous for his ice music, and I first met him actually years and years ago, he was a member of the Swedish band Grupa with Mats Edén and Jonas Simonsson, three great musicians, and they're still together. Here they are with a track called Veckan.
Thank you.
Three more brilliant musicians at work, Mats Eden, Jonas Simonsson and Terje Isungset, working as the trio Grupa, and that was a track from them called Veckan. Varese's poem Electronique, which I'm sure I've told you quite often is one of my Desert Island discs, is playing at the Pioneers of Electronic Music Festival at XOYO in London next month as a soundtrack to Le Corbusier's film. Well, that's worth a visit alone, but there are lots of other good concerts in the festival. You'll find details online. I'm going to play you another piece now by Varese for 37 percussion instruments played by 13 players. It's Ionisation.
Thank you.
Meredith Monk and Little Breath from her album Impermanence. Following on from Varese's Ionisation for 37 percussion instruments, members of the Orchestre National de France there, conducted by Kent Nagano. Varese's poem Electronique, as I said, is at the Pioneers of Electronic Music Festival at XOYO in London next month. Lots of good things going on there. Well, very different sort of vocals now. This is music from the Sardinian tenore tradition from the region of Oniferi. The group of four singers, three of them brothers, whose father and grandfather sang this tradition before them.
Tres horas erduradas agonía, Cristos, tres años apreigado a crecer. Mano esatero e só os pés é e minas pias piantula na treze. E Madalena Verona.
E Maria, mamma,
e Madalena Verona. Tres horas duraba esa agonía. Cristos, tres años
Tenore di Oniferi from Sardinia, performing the ancient style of shepherd singing, which received UNESCO World Heritage status a few years ago. Now, don't forget to tune in tomorrow night to Late Junction to hear our collaboration between Stian Carstensen and Jerry Douglas. But I'm going to end tonight with music by Ergo Fizmiz, who sent me a clip of his Gargantua project, which he describes as an excessive entertainment in music, animation, collage, puppetry and performance by Ergo Fizmiz and friends. Well, you can catch them on tour next month. They start off on the 16th at Bridport Arts Centre, and they go through until the 26th of March at the Horse Hospital in London. Lots of places in between: Dartington, Isle of Wight, Brighton, Bristol, Liverpool, Newcastle, Glasgow, Berwick-upon-Tweed. So lots of opportunities to go and see them. I'll leave you with Gargantua.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome once again to BBC Radio 3's Musical Journey Through the Night. A Bach keyboard partita and a Beethoven string quartet are an hour away, but first today, a concert featuring the Tallinn Chamber Orchestra and their conductor Juha Kangas. Later, they're playing Mozart, a flute concerto and a symphony, but they begin with something from neighbouring Latvia. Petteris Vasks is a contemporary of Juha Kangas, and he wrote Epiphania for the conductor's 65th birthday in 2010. They've been close friends for 2 decades, and Epiphania ends by quoting a Latvian folk song. As an unspoken motto above the music, Vasks says, "I can see the question, what remains at the end of a life full of music?"
Thank you.